Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, since we have done this program, Ole Miss won 25-19 over LSU. They moved up to number 4 in both of the polls. We had a weekend off. I took in a little scrimmage baseball over the weekend, enjoyed some time with the kids, and now it's time to go again. How about you guys?
Yeah, same thing. You know, I told Yancey we needed a show last week.
Uh-huh.
I knew we were going to beat LSU, and everybody wanted to brag about it.
That's one of my five thoughts. Chucky did
but
tell
you know,
me.
But you know,
he did. I know. I take full disclosure on that.
I've known Yancey for 40 years, and he's always known more than me.
One of your five thoughts is Yancey was wrong.
Yancey is an idiot. Oh my gosh!
That was a great
calls.
Win, though.
It was
fantastic.
It really
win.
Was.
And really, I tell you, I've had some arguments on our message boards with some not arguments but disagreements with some people. I thought we had better athletes.
Yeah,
but
all
you know,
people
have this aura of LSU that they're better than us.
Well, you know what LSU lacked, and we all know about the offensive line, but they didn't have the skill players, right? They didn't have the guys that could separate in the pass.
Nope.
I mean, you could go on and on. Half the NFL seems like they're from LSU's roster. Those skill guys.
They didn't have great defensive players either.
They were solid. I don't think there was any first round type guy. Now that Halsey kid, the safety.
Perkins is good.
Halsey, and man, I wish Ole Miss would have gotten him. But LSU just they whipped them on every position group. Look, the score should have been more, but it wasn't. And you know, I don't know what was it, 16 penalties. I mean, you know, fumble
ridiculous
on the 3-yard line. They nailed the ball down on the side of the 10, the last minute or two or whatever, to burn out the clock. It could have been a lot worse than it was, but it was good to see Ole Miss start to put it all together outside of the obvious penalties.
All those penalties and turnovers, and you still felt like you were the better football team up and down.
Yeah.
And I tell you what put the exclamation point on it, that last drive to eat the clock up.
Oh.
When's the last time
five and a half minutes
has eaten up the last 5 minutes to seal a victory? I can't tell you the time.
They couldn't last year, and that's why they were 0-3 in the close games. And this year, what are they, 4-0 now?
And Daquan Wright didn't take a knee. He took a butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but
great move and well coached.
Yeah. Think about this, though. They only threw one pass in that drive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the rest of the time they ran it right down LSU's throat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the difference in this team is they can run the ball this year, and last year they couldn't, and that's why they're winning the close games and closing out games, as you said, as Lane says, the five minute drive where you can really close the game out.
Recruiting analyst Zach Berry will be on with us next. We've got Harry Harrison to kind of relive. He was a happy man in the booth last week.
And I thought of him not having the show, Harry not being able to get on and boast about it. But we'll let him do that today.
We'll take some text messages at 662-426-1093. We'll talk about any injuries we may come across, plus some other news and notes and things along the way. I'll tell you about First South Farm Credit before Yancey admits that he was wrong. Specialized financing structured for all types of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, purchase land for recreational use, or just investing for the future, First South can help. For more info, firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Now those five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day. I made some bad moves in my professional life, but maybe none as bad as deciding not to hold the Rebel Yell hotline during the Ole Miss bye week. The decision was made before the season started, and oh boy, was it a bad one. Lesson learned. Thought number two, I watched a lot of football during the bye week, and I continue to see a lot of flaws with everybody, including the top teams. The road to the national championship is truly wide open, and the way I see it, Ole Miss shouldn't be scared of anyone. Thought number three, the way I see it also is this season will be a war of attrition. To win it all, you have to play 16 to 17 games. Injuries will occur for everyone, but the name of the game is who gets hurt and how important they are for you to win games. Thought number four, I sure hope to get to see some of the younger guys play this weekend. Players like wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, defensive tackle Andrew Mattis, defensive tackle Cameron Beavers, offensive tackle Devin Harper, offensive guard Connor Hose, and running back Shaquille Mills-Knight really come to mind. I would also like to see West Virginia transfer Traylon Way get back on the field if possible. I've heard a lot of good things about him in practice. Thought number five, I'm really interested to see if running back Logan Diggs' role continues to grow. I'm hearing he's really coming on during practices, and the Rebels really need to keep Kiwan Lacy fresh and ready for the long haul. Remember, Ole Miss could play up to 12 more games this season. That's a lot of wear and tear at this pace.
No question about it. I think I made that comment on the message boards last week about I love Kiwan Lacy.
I do too.
But let's not kill him.
12 games is a lot of carries left to go.
You got Taylor, you got Mills Knight.
Yeah.
Those guys are capable.
Man, if Mills Knight could come on, that would be big too.
Get your text messages in at 426-1093. We'll get to those later on. But Zach Berry joins us next. She put my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, we got a lot of things to get to on our program today, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Thanks for being with us and joining us. This part of the show brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. Faris Group has over 20 years of experience, a proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive those savings during retirement. I'm going to give you the phone number of 601-607-4141, 601-607-4141, to schedule your consultation. Let's bring him in. Here's Zach Berry. Hey, dude.
Good evening. How are we doing?
Doing great, Zach. Welcome back, man. Back at the Ole Miss Spirit. You ready to get going?
Yeah, it's pretty good timing, too, as Texas is trying to figure some things out, so off that beat and Now I'm back with the number four team in the country.
There you go.
Well, Ole Miss right now holds the number 19 nationally rated high school recruiting class. As we all know, that's just a portion of the big pie at the end of the year with the portal class added on to it after this. But talk about some of the Mississippi players that maybe Ole Miss is continuing to recruit. And obviously a lot of them are committed to other schools. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah, I was going to say this is kind of almost towards the end of the 26th cycle. I know signing day is in December, but a lot of staff, not just Ole Miss, are moving on to 27. So the focus has been narrowed. I would say that it's probably looking at some flip targets. I mean, you've got, you know, the big ones in Tristan Keys and Jace Matthews. I'd throw Amari Johnson in there as well. And then on the defensive line, you've got Nolan Wilson, you've got Corey Wells. A lot of those guys are going to be on the board. But for the most part, I mean, you saw last weekend when Keegan Croucher, the 2027 quarterback, went ahead and announced. I think Ole Miss and pretty much everybody else in the country, for the most part, are starting to look ahead to 27.
Kind of on the 26 class a little bit more, Jace Matthews, as you know, Dante Moncrief comes on board on the recruiting team with Ole Miss. Their cousins, he committed to Auburn. Ole Miss was certainly in the pitching picture before he committed to Auburn. What are the realistic expectations that Ole Miss might be able to end up signing Jace?
I don't see that it's out of the realm of possibility at all. You could read it over at the Ole Miss Spirit. Right before committing to Auburn, he hadn't really heard a lot from Ole Miss. Ole Miss kind of stepped back a little bit. But now, like you said, with Dante Moncrief, you know, it's a family affair there. But also, you know, Ole Miss has made it very clear that he is wanted. Unfortunately, had an ACL injury. His senior season's over, which, you know, if you're in the recruiting business, if you're thinking with a recruiting mind, you think, okay, well, he's not playing anymore. He's going to be focusing a lot on what he's going to do at the next level. So I think Ole Miss is going to continue to monitor that, and they're definitely going to monitor what Auburn does on the field. I think you're going to start to see that affect players as well. You know, you've got North Carolina really struggling. It's affected them. I think you're going to see that with teams like Auburn if things don't go the way that they wanted to on the field. So it's certainly something to monitor, and yeah, I think Ole Miss is definitely going to continue to talk to Jace Matthews.
I know you just got back on the beat here covering Ole Miss again, but I know you've also had a chance to talk to some of the prospects throughout this process, and Ole Miss making another move up, now nationally ranked number four. What is the sentiment around the high school recruits about the Ole Miss program right now?
It's funny to hear it. As long as I've been doing this, I don't remember a lot of kids mentioning the atmosphere. I think that's been pretty common the last couple years. Ole Miss has been really good at home. I think Ole Miss is now to, I think it's 19-3 under Lane Kiffin at home against SEC opponents since 2021. So a lot of wins, a lot of big wins against big programs. A lot of guys are there for the LSU game. I talked to some guys around town here in Nashville. Some Ole Miss coaches were at Brentwood Academy. I talked to a couple 27 guys there. And that was the first thing they mentioned. They said the atmosphere was great. They said that the fans were amazing. I think that that's kind of shows you where Ole Miss is right now. Before, it was always just kind of, you know, oh, it's family, or the Grove is cool. The uniforms are nice. Now they're talking a lot more about, you know, the big picture stuff with, like, the crowd, the stadium, the program. A lot of guys talk about winning now. A lot of guys talk about, you know, oh, like, I'm not surprised that Lane Kiffin's doing this. So more prospects talking more big picture, which is kind of refreshing for teenagers to look at it from a more mature perspective. But I think that shows just how far Lane Kiffin's taken this program in 6 years with how people perceive it now from the outside, and not just the in-state kids, but, you know, Ole Miss gets a 27 quarterback from New York. They're still recruiting nationally. If you look at on Rivals.com, if you look at the class, they give you an average distance from Oxford to every commit. Out of the 19, the average distance is 764 miles.
Wow.
So it's a pretty national recruiting class and recruiting approach from a really young and hungry staff that really resonates with these kids now.
So do you think the percentage of high school versus transfer players is going to go up high school-wise this year? Is he making a more concerted effort to sign more high school players, or do you think they've got a pat hand right now, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to continue to do a little bit of both, and just it'll be a case-by-case, a year-by-year thing. Kiffin's going to always look for talent. He's not going to care where you're from. I mean, that's evident with Trinidad Chambliss. He didn't care that he was Division II. You know, you go back a couple years, same thing with Cam Ward, and then he turns out to be the number one overall pick. Kiffin didn't care that he was at Incarnate Word. He's going to go find talent and try to find guys that work in the program and fit with what they do. But as far as high school versus portal, I think the big thing you're going to start to see Ole Miss do, and you've seen it the last couple cycles, the main focus on the in the trenches, offensive line, defensive line. You look at this defensive line on this year's Ole Miss team, a lot of high school guys, a lot of guys that a lot of sweat equity put in to get these guys to campus. They develop them. Now these guys are ready to take that next step and be big-time players. You saw Cam Franklin, William Eccles, you know, Jam Brown was a freshman All-American last year. These guys are now, you know, quote-unquote veterans on this defensive line. Same thing with offensive line. You got Bryson Sanders in the middle. I think you're going to see more high school guys, especially in the trenches, because in the portal, there's not a ton of elite offensive linemen. And when they do get in the portal, that price tag is pretty high. Same thing with defense. You know, Ole Miss really hit it big. I mean, it was a perfect storm with Walter Nolan, Prince of Umami Ellen. That was a pretty rare thing to happen. I think that just kudos to the Ole Miss program and Randall Joyner and Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding to make that happen. That's not going to happen every year. It's not a guarantee. So you got to mix in the high school with the portal. You know, you got Princewell, Umami Ellen, you got Deshaun Womack. I think those guys matter, but you also need to get your Cam Franklins and your DJ Holmes and your Cam Beavers. Those guys are important as well. So I think I don't really have an answer for you, Chuck, because it's just going to change every year depending on what the roster looks like. But in my opinion, I think that's where you got to hit high school hard is on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Sounds good.
Zach, one last question here. Ole Miss got a commitment from top 10 nationally rated quarterback Keegan Croucher out of New York. Just mentioned him a minute ago. Committed the last few days, went to the LSU game. Ole Miss gained a lot of momentum. You look at it this year, Ole Miss has 9 players committed inside the top 300. Last year, they had 7 players committed in the top 300. This 27 class is building up to be pretty special. They already got the number 11 rated class. Where do you see this 27 class taking off to?
Yeah, it's another strong in-state class. I tell you, the last couple cycles in Mississippi have been really impressive. It's pretty top-heavy again. You got a lot of big-time names that I think Ole Miss are going to have to battle with the who's who of college football. I think that's there's no question with that. I mean, you got Tyson Robinson, the running back out of Brandon, Caden Moss, the big offensive tackle from Jackson Academy, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker was recently in town. These are all premium prospects, you know, interior skill guys. I think that this 27 class, again, with, you know, being able to be highly focused on a certain number of guys in state and then looking out towards these other pipelines, you know, you've seen Ole Miss hit Georgia a lot. You've seen Florida. I think that that's kind of the big thing for 27 is you got your premium guys in state and then you kind of go pick and choose elsewhere.
Hey, Zach, great to have you back in the saddle, buddy. You do great work. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, my man.
Thanks for everything.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Zach Berry with us tonight. Coming up next, text messages, injuries, and then Harry joins the program.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, big shout out to Zach Berry back on with us talking the recruiting business. Now we're going into the text messages brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. I'm going to pick some that were from last week. Remember, Yancey said we weren't doing a show last week. I'm going to keep tossing you under the bus there for a little bit. A lot obvious credit going in different ways for Trinidad Chambliss, and obviously Trinidad's doing the job. But a texter last week wanted to talk a little bit about Charlie Weiss and Joe Judge and the job they're doing with this program as well.
Well, obviously, they're in charge of the quarterbacks, and we've got two number ones. I mean, that's unusual. Like Lane said in his press conference today, we've got a pretty darn good situation with two number one quarterbacks. Judge and Weiss were watching film, and one of them picked up on Chambliss and said, "Hey, this kid can play, so let's go get him."
And you think about the revenue sharing that's about to come into play starting next year. Will anybody ever have two number ones again?
Yeah,
This is a unicorn situation.
A lot of the text messages, truthfully, today and over the last couple of days, are about the quarterback situation and about how it might be handled from Washington State on.
Well, it's Trinidad's job, in my opinion. I mean, I've always been a little old school about that injuries can't cause you to lose your job, which Austin earned in August. But there are people inside the Manning Center that are telling me, hey, Trinidad was right there with him all through practice. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a nickel's worth of difference.
And Austin's not healthy, too. You know, he's still banged up.
That was a question from the press conference today. Did Lane say anything about his health?
Yeah, he said he wasn't 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, that injury that he had it doesn't take 2 or 3, 4 weeks. It's a little bit. So until Austin's 100% healthy, we'll see how he does in a competition against Trinidad. But when he's hobbled, it's not a comparison right now.
We heard Zach mention these names earlier, but Texter wanted to talk about the Mississippi-grown defensive lineman.
Oh, yeah. You know, Xavier Harris is leading the pack. He's a
Eccles, Jamaris Brown.
Eccles is
Franklin.
I think
Beaver's going to be good, too. He's just a pup. He ain't got much playing time.
I think Will Eccles is the next all-SEC guy we're going to have.
Yeah.
I think he is real. He complements Xavion right now, but I think you're going to see Eccles be more of a penetrator, a guy that can get sacks from the three technique, which is, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and you still got some young guys, you know, Rush and Beavers, Maddox from Oak Grove that came in this spring.
I'm more excited about Maddox than I am those other two.
Yeah, I think Beaver's going to end up being pretty good, Chuck.
He's got a chance, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see those guys this weekend. That's what, you know, I was saying my five thoughts. It's a great time.
And
great.
I said on here back when the season first started, and I stand by it, that Cam Franklin, the most improved player on the whole team, in my opinion, because he can play inside or outside. He's almost 300 pounds now, and he's becoming a man.
As Eccles, who you just spoke about.
I mean,
good gosh. He's
he's
special.
One wanted to talk about the off week and what went on during the off week. And obviously, we got an injury report coming up. But did it let some guys heal up, or what actually do you guys know?
Well, sure, hardly any. I mean, anybody that had any kind of bumps or bruises didn't practice last week. I think they practiced 3, maybe 4 days. He let them off Friday and Saturday while they went out recruiting. They came back yesterday in practice. He said today in his press conference they had a lot of enthusiasm. But I'm sure that the guys that were bumped and bruised did absolutely nothing but ride stationary bikes during practice.
Yeah, and a good chance again to get those younger guys developed and see if they can start producing. You know, Ole Miss has been blessed so far with injuries, and they haven't had a lot of key players miss games outside of Simmons. And this is a great chance to get some more depth, because guys are going to get hurt. If you're going to play 16, 17 games, there will be injuries.
Last couple of minutes then, let's get to the Rebel Injury Report, brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletic Department. 662-513-2000, or go to MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Well, most of this is speculation, okay? Not concrete information. I want to give that asterisk. Prince William Mondamelon, I think he's okay. He had a lot lower body issue in that game, but I heard it's minor. Luke Haas, tight end. He's finally coming back to form after missing the first few games with a broken foot. Austin Simmons still struggling a little bit and not 100% from his ankle injury. Wide receiver Caden Lee hurt himself in the LSU game. He looked like he was holding his shoulder on the play that he fumbled on, but he came back in the game and had one long catch and a short toss for a touchdown, so he's okay. Dante Cord, young cornerback, finally recovering from the shooting incident in Collierville in August. Tyler Banks, linebacker, is dealing with a minor leg injury, not major, but nagging. John Wayne Oliver has a lower body injury. He wasn't playing much anyway. And Devin Price, wide receiver, has a hamstring problem, we were told. And that's all I know.
Harry Harrison will give us some information after the break. We'll do that and more on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there?
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Whether you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It is time for our game day outlook, as this part of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you.
And I heard Mr. Bobby Dunlap's been in the hospital lately with pneumonia, and hopefully he's recovering and going to get out of there real soon.
Absolutely. Thoughts go in that direction. Rebs taking on Washington State, 11:45 on Saturday, but... well, we're going to have to talk about something that happened before then with this guy. Welcome, Harry Harrison.
What's going on, guys? Man, I've been wanting to talk about this LSU.
I know it. I'm sorry, Harry.
I know it.
That was on me about not having the show last Monday. I made a mistake on that this summer when we were picking out the 2 weeks not to have the show on. But just kind of what does that LSU game do for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Well, obviously, it lost us. You know, we went to go up 11 or 12 spots in the polls, and the polls don't matter until we get to November and the actual, committee gets to start looking at things. But it does give you that confidence, Yancey. This is a pretty young team. I mean, we've got most of our guys that were playing last year were seniors and fifth-year guys. This is a pretty young team we're playing with. Most of our transfers have got another year or two, to play, and some of them, especially along the defensive front and the offensive front. So this builds confidence, and I'm just going back over the stats from 10 days ago. LSU 254 yards in the entire game, rushed for 57 yards in the game.
That's how you win.
Last year we couldn't get to Nussmeier last year. They had two great tackles, but one drafted, played last night. I watched him play for New England. The other one got drafted in the third round. This year we totally dominated their offensive line. So, you just don't replace guys like that overnight. And I thought the Rebels had a great day. You know, after giving up the first touchdown, it was 17 unanswered points, and then we took care of business after that.
Harry, I made the comment, and I want to get your reaction to this, that I thought we had better players from top to bottom than LSU.
Yeah, I did too, Chuck. I thought, you know, you could pick out some spots maybe that you'd like to have. Hey, I'll take that guy and this guy, but I thought our roster was better than theirs. Offensive line by far. And I was concerned about their wide receivers, Chuck. I thought our wide receiver room was better.
Yeah.
And we're just now getting the full complement with Traylon Ray getting back. But tight end definitely was better, They had the Taylor kid last year, and he's in the pros somewhere. But DeAndre – right for us, it's just incredible. He's a professional player. He's having a great year. Made a terrific catch. I think it was third and long. Caught it behind him. Kept running with it. Picked up the first down to keep a drive alive. So, I don't know who I would trade, Chuck.
I'm the same way. And look, I thought Harold Perkins is a hell of a player for them. And the Halsey kid, the safety. But yep. Beyond that, I said, hey, position for position, I just thought we were better. And not that they're bad. I just think we're pretty good.
No, I think we are, too. I might take a Whit Weeks. Maybe there's a weak side backer go along in there, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you look at their tackles from that particular, that Halsey kid is playing safety and Delane playing corner. Halsey had 13 tackles and Delane had 11. Well, okay, that's great. The problem with that is it means you're in the secondary when you're making those tackles.
Yeah.
You know, and conversely, when you look at Ole Miss, Centurion Perkins was our leading tackler with 7, but then you had Cam Franklin and Daugherty and Eccles all had 5 apiece, and they're on the line of scrimmage, and that's where you want the tackles to be made.
No doubt.
Harry, Ole Miss, were any adjustments made for the LSU game to stop the run? I believe they were giving up 180 yards a game before that and struggled against everybody they faced against the run. What did they do differently, or are they just improving?
I don't think they did anything differently. I think it's a young defensive line that's growing up snout by snout. You know, people don't realize what playing time and getting snaps under your belt from, I don't care if you're a quarterback or a defensive tackle or a linebacker, whoever it is, the more snaps you get, the more comfortable you are. You know, you go into your freshman and sophomore years and you're just not comfortable, you know, haven't played a lot. You know, and you look at Will Eccles and Cam Franklin and Brown, you know, and those guys up front on the defense. And even the guys we brought in from in the portal, Umana Malin and the kid from LSU, those guys had not played a lot where they were. I mean, we saw the potential in them, but they had not gotten a lot of snaps where they were. Good players. We're glad to have them. But all those guys are young, and every week they're getting better. You know, I think LSU's offensive line is not one of the better ones we've seen. I kept thinking that when I was watching the film, but we proved that, you know, 2 Saturdays ago. But we'll see better offensive lines in the next few weeks. But I don't think it'll be this weekend, but I think the following week and the week after that we'll see some better offensive lines.
You know, the obvious observation is with Trinidad Chambliss, but to me, it's made a difference this year that we've been able to get some sort of run game. It's not a great running game, but it's something that defenses have to take, you know, they have to pay attention to.
Well, Chuck, there's no doubt we're back to being, you know, like Lane Kiffin wants to run this offense. We're running at 530 yards a game total offense, okay? And we're throwing it for 322, but we're also rushing it for 208, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you can run an offense, have a rushing offense that's over 200 yards, you got some balance. And that's, you know, some of the games we ran the ball 40 and 48 times. I don't remember how many times. Let's see how many times if I can figure that out against LSU. But anyway, I don't know that I can, but – we ran the ball enough, and of course, when your quarterback has the ability to run it, like a Jackson Dart last year, like a Trinidad, you know, Chambliss this year, and even our other quarterback, who's obviously
Simmons,
he's capable of running that too. But he got hurt in Kentucky, and he's not back 100%. And when he does, we'll have him in there. But that quarterback run and draw and read option, and sometimes the quick option down the line of scrimmage, that gives you another weapon that the defense has to account for. And most defenses don't. Like Nussmeier, we didn't have to account for Nussmeier. We flushed him, and we saw how he didn't throw it very well on the run. He's strictly a pocket passer. But he just knew he wasn't going to take off on the quarterback draw. Or, you know, a couple times he scrambled and picked up some positive yards. But you don't have to account for that. And when you do have to account for that, that's just another weapon your offense has. But we're running it well enough, Chuck, that it makes opens our offense wide. Again, we run in the RPO. You got to be able to run it to hold those backers when you're faking that RPO and you're going to throw it down the field. That's all part of the scheme. And I think we're playing it very well. I'm glad we're back going again this weekend. I know Lane would like to continue playing. Nobody was injured, really, but, you know, those guys are beat up. Those offensive and defensive linemen are beat up. They need a little break. Nobody's 100% after 5 games. So you need a little break, a little healing time. Now you got to get back. And you know what the biggest problem is, guys? You got to block out all the noise that's out there. There's as Coach Saban used to say in Lane's use, that rat poison will kill you quicker than anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I said earlier in the show, Harry, that it was a thing of beauty that we were able to close the game out with the run game last 5 minutes, and then on fourth down through the little pass to Daquan, which they didn't expect, obviously. But we every other play before that was a running play, and we gained, what, three or four first downs?
Yes. Well, Chuck, we milked the clock. We got the ball back, I want to say, with 5 minutes and 41 seconds after LSU scored and went for two, and we held them. They kick off. We get the ball back with 5 minutes and 41 seconds on our own 25-yard line, and we held the ball. We burned the clock. Went for it on fourth and two out there, and we ran a couple of crossing routes, back towards the Ole Miss sideline, and Daquan Wright kind of he delayed his release and went out in their flat, and I don't know if the linebacker or the strong safety was supposed to have him, but they obviously went with the wrong guy, and of course it was the thing of beauty to see. We could have scored then, you know, we could have scored. We didn't fumble the ball in the end zone, and we were two touchdowns better than them.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty when you can always take a knee against LSU and kill the clock and go out with a victory.
Harry, you look at the defensive backs outside of the Arkansas game. As Summerall said, Ole Miss has a real sticky secondary. They continued that path against LSU. What improvements are you seeing back there?
Well, I think we're getting more depth back there, Yancey. Obviously, we're able to switch in, corners, but then we're getting some safeties back. Braxton's come back. He played 20-something snaps against LSU, covered the slot receiver. Did a really good job with that.
I like him.
I thought the Williams kid it's strong. I don't know if that's weak or strong safety. He's playing. The guy came in from Louisiana Monroe. He's gotten better and better. Had an interception in the game, by the way, which I thought was maybe a little bit underthrown by Nussmeier, but he made a great play on that. Excuse me. But he's doing – so everybody's gotten better, you know. Some of the guys we thought were going to play a lot, T.J. Banks, is still learning back there. But I thought Sage Ryan, I was a little concerned about him going into the season. I thought he's doing a good job. And those guys are playing together, and they got that scheme down.
Well, talk to us a little bit about what you know about Washington State before you got to go.
Well, they got a young quarterback named Jackson Potter. I actually taped a game several weeks ago where they were playing North Texas, the Mean Green of North Texas. And North Texas just mauled them, but they turned the ball over, I think, five times in the first three quarters of that game. So it's a team that the coach came from South Dakota State and brought about 17 to 20 of his players from South Dakota State, which is that's an FCS program, and brought them out to Washington State with him. So you see a lot of those guys in there. Got a running back named Kirby Voorhees. He's the leading rusher, Chuck. He's got 156 yards on the year. Conversely, skip across the page, Kawan Lacy's got 445. So, they're only averaging 306 yards of offense per game, giving up 330. So, they are a team that obviously we got to come out and play well against, but it's a team I don't think their roster will match with our roster, and I think the Rebels certainly needs to take advantage of that. Would love to see a lot of guys get some playing time and get fine-tuned, getting ready to go play Georgia the next week. But, it's homecoming. We've been off a week, and you might say, well, the offense is going to be a little rusty to get started. North Texas ran tempo against them, and they did not handle that well at all. Their tempo doesn't compare to our tempo. So get ready, Washington State. You can really see some fast-paced football.
Yeah, it's real quickly. It's a shame what's happened to the Pac-12, isn't it?
It really is, Chuck. I mean, they've been around all of mine and your life and longer, and all of a sudden, money talks and four or five teams getting the Big Ten and four or five teams getting the Big 12. And I was looking the other night, Penn State played UCLA in Los Angeles. Well, you might say, well, a football team will go out there 3 days early and try to get acclimated to the West Coast weather. But what if you're a women's volleyball team, Chuck, you're playing, like Lane Kiffin's daughter's playing at USC, and you're going to play Rutgers on a Tuesday night in New Jersey. I mean, is that your college experience you want to really enjoy?
Yeah.
Not
for me. It's and look at Washington State. They're playing Oregon State twice this year.
Twice. Well, they unfortunately for them in Oregon State, nobody wanted them in the. They got left out, and that's why it was so easy. This is supposed to be the week we were playing Wake Forest, but they sent us a check for $1 million and said no Moss. And so it was pretty easy to get Washington State because they're looking for opponents.
Exactly.
And so, you know, here we go.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you as always, guys. Brother. Really. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Trying to wipe that smile off my face.
That's right. Howdy, toddy.
All right, good stuff from Harry Harrison. To your point, Oregon State had to go to Appalachian State. They played in Boone, North Carolina, got beat.
Got beat, yeah.
They're 0-5. 0-5. Now, Washington State's found some wins, but as Harry was talking about, out of 136 FBS schools, their rushing attack is 131.
I mean,
they are passing it a little bit.
It's just decimated
those
programs. I mean, I'd be real surprised if we don't curb stomp.
Gary, real quick and changing paths here. I know you got the SEC report coming, but tell us a little bit. You were able to go to the baseball scrimmages. Give us a 60-second observation.
It basically took my little number 36 out there to see the big number 36, Will Furness, and then just wouldn't leave. There was two six-inning games against Little Rock over the weekend. Ole Miss won 12-2 in the first one, had a big seven-run inning in that first one, and then lost the second six innings. 7-1, if you will. Kay Townsend pitched the first two innings for Ole Miss and was really good, looked good. There was no Hunter Elliott out there, and so it was basically a let's see what else you do have and what else is going to throw along the way. I thought the transfer who came in next from St. Louis, Owen Kelly, looked really good too. I was surprised Rabe came in and they scored a couple off him. They also got some hits off Walker Hooks. But everything else looked good, and that starting nine, I think your people are going to like. Some extra, I think, pop in there on the corner outfield this season, too, with the transfers Tristan Bassetta, who's from Clemson, who's a legit 6'1", 230, and then the guy from Illinois State, which is Daniel Pacella, who hit one out. He's a lefty that's 6'4", 235.
Yeah.
They fill the bill. And they're your outfielders on the corner. They had Federico in center field, and then You know the rest of the guys along the way. It looked good.
You to mark at third base and Randall
looked,
at
short. So good, yes. Yeah. Looked really good.
Okay. There's some big boy there, too.
Yes.
At third base.
There was some linebackers out there playing baseball for the Rebels.
I loved it.
All right, we'll be back and finish it up.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, I guess it's time to finish up our show as we're working here on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We'll go with, quickly, then, SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's estate jewelry and diamond solitaire leader. And as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We talked about the baseball. Ole Miss, Georgia, now scheduled at 2:30 on October 18. So that gives us a run of day games.
Yeah, it does.
With some slide possibilities, or
Florida,
what they call
South
it,
Carolina.
Flex issues for South Carolina.
What time is Florida State?
11:45 this week. 11:45 this
Oklahoma's
week.
Oklahoma's at 11 a.m.
Either 11 or noon. That one hasn't been decided yet.
11 or noon.
But it's going to be one of them.
And then Mississippi State's at 11.
And you could think, I know they've already been at Oklahoma for a game day, but if both teams are unbeaten when that one gets here, mm-hmm. straight after a game day into that could be possible, mm-hmm. right?
I think Oklahoma's going to beat Texas.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, we'll start with, we mentioned a bit earlier, 2027 top 100 prospect Keegan Croucher out of New York committed to Ole Miss after visiting the LSU weekend. 6'4", 205, Chucky, this kid can spin the ball. Everybody thought he was going to Penn State. Then he chose to come to Ole Miss over the LSU game, over the whiteout game that Penn State had. And mom got to come with him on the visit. And, it, you know, just a really big-time commitment. Ole Miss has now got the number 11th ranked class in the 27 class. So building for the future there. Some tidbits. You know, with the shakeout with Arkansas, you know, changing staffs and Oklahoma State fired their coach, Mike Gundy. 2026 Cross County, Arkansas, four-star defensive tackle Danny Bell, who committed to Oklahoma State over Ole Miss and Arkansas, looks to be back on the free market now. He's the number 162 ranked overall player. I think he ends up on Ole Miss's signing day board, and Ole Miss has been on him hard for 2 or 3 years now. Danny Bell out of Cross County, Arkansas. Keep your ears open for him. Patrick Hall out of Powerhouse, Made or Die out of California. He visited for the LSU weekend. He puts Ole Miss on top. His teammate, five-star tight end Mark Bowman, a 2026 prospect, also visited for the LSU game, and he has Ole Miss in the mix with Oregon, Texas, and Southern Cal. Coach Kiffin, during the bye week, went to the states of Mississippi, Tennessee, mainly the Nashville area, and Texas to do a lot of recruiting. The first game he went to was Madison Central this past Friday to see 27 running back target McKee Steven and 28 defensive lineman Jonathan Thompson. He's going to be big time. He was also went to Tupelo over the weekend to see them play, and they've got, you know, five or six studs over there. Four-star defensive lineman Jerelyn McCoy that's committed to Florida. Ole Miss cornerback commit Iverson McCoy. Mississippi State running back commit Jaden Hill. And five-star 2027 offensive tackle Antonio Berry. He was over there to scout them. So this past week during the bye week, traditionally is a lot of recruiting, and Kiffin was all over the map for the Rebels.
And so were the assistant coaches.
They were all out, too. All of them.
Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They have you covered whether it's home or business. A GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call them or text this number, 662-644-4297, or go look at the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, this isn't really the good, bad, and ugly. This is going to be the yin and yang of the open week. The 5-0 Rebels, now ranked fourth in the nation, on one hand, needed the open week for healing purposes. It's not that anyone has or had bad injuries, but nagging injuries that needed nothing but rest and TLC. People who have been through this kind of grind don't realize the toll it takes on their bodies. The open week came at the right time and was certainly wanted and needed. But the yang of that is there's no, you know, when a team is playing really well, a coach usually doesn't want to stop and skip a week because they're on a roll, so to speak, and they don't want an open week. It can break their momentum. It just hurts their flow sometimes. Will it bother the Rebs and knock them out of their rhythm? We don't think so, but you never can tell. We'll see Saturday whether it was a good open week or a bad open week.
Real quick on basketball, I know we haven't had much time to dive into that, but this freshman class they brought in, Elias out of France and Patton Pinkins, who's lighting it up at practice, Tyler Jordan, the power forward, 6'9", 230-pound, love that size, Chucky, and Nico Bonilo that they picked up late there. That's a top 50 national prospect. That, look, the future for Ole Miss basketball.
Elias
right now,
can see the floor, and if you leave Travis open in the corner,
yeah,
put three on the scoreboard.
We didn't even get to the transfers. And you're going to be announcing the games this year. But this basketball team, I'm hearing really, really good things right now.
I heard Travis tell people that Kentucky never had a set for him, and that Beard, when he recruited him, told him he was going to have five or six sets to get him set shots.
Yeah.
You know, jump shots in the corner or beyond the arc. And that's all that kid needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, turn him loose. You get him an open shot, and it's good as buried.
Yeah. And when you got a 6'5 point guard now, Elias there, that changes the whole dynamic.
You're basically going to have two guys that can handle that position on the floor at the same time.
Yep.
One make plays one way. He can drive, finish, or dish, and then Travis spotting up to hit the three.
Yeah.
Having guards that are 6'5", 6'4", not 5'10", to 6 feet, it's going to be a huge difference on those boards, too.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, so 11:45 Saturday, Ole Miss Washington State. Just can't overlook the Cougs. Just go take care of business.
That's right.
Yeah, and let's get all – I want to see Treylon Ray. I've heard a lot of great things. And I've heard Logan Diggs is really, really coming on to practices and looking better and better. And I think that's a big development to keep, as we said earlier, keep Lacey fresh down the stretch.
I agree 100%. Lacey needs help. He needs help.
And I want to see Cunningham out there. He's only played in one or two games. He's still got a couple before the red shirt comes in. I think they're going to need him down the stretch as well.
All right, that'll finish it up. Thanks for joining us.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.